were big enough for a man to weasel through. The guys had put together 4 ballisti for each side. Thanks to One-Eye's foresight, we had the makings for firebombs by the score, and ready bombs in well-protected nests atop the deckhouse. The 3 brothers from Beryl built us a dolphin, which is a fish-shaped weight attached to a long chain. It is swung out on a boom and dropped through the bottoms of boats. My favorite engine, though, was thought up by Patience, a former caravan guard. A springboard would slap the base of a cartridge filled with poisonous darts, throwing a hail of missiles. The poison needed only the tiniest cut to cause quick paralysis. The engine's one shortcoming was that it was immobile. You had to wait for your target to cross your aim. Once construction was finished, I treated everyone to a rich diet of my own pet peeves from my days as a follower instead of chieftain. Drills and exercises, and intense language study. I kept One-Eye and his pet in a sweat, trying to establish at least 1 common tongue among the men. There was plenty of grumbling. Only the Gnar were impressed favorably. Lady did not appear. She might not have existed, for all we could tell. We entered the wetlands, mostly cypress swamp, early the 6th morning. Everyone became more alert. There was no sign of pirates for another 2 days. When they did come, we had plenty of warning from One-Eye and Goblin. We were passing through a place where the cypress crowded the channel. The attackers, in 20 boats, came at us head-on, around a bend. I could bring only 2 ballisti to bear. Those stopped just 1 boat. Arrows from those of us atop the deckhouse, which ran most of the length and width of the barge, did no good. The boats had canopies of crocodile hide. They rushed in alongside. Grapnels on chains not easily cut caught on the top of the shielding. Pirates began clambering up. I had them where I wanted them. The shields were perforated with small holes. Mogaba's Gnar stabbed through those at legs. The few pirates reaching the top had to balance on a 4-inch width of timber before leaping to the deckhouse roof. It was a turkey shoot. None survived to make the jump. Goblin and One-Eye did not lift a sorcerer's finger. They amused themselves throwing firebombs. The pirates had not encountered those before. They fled sooner than they would have had the boys not gotten into the game. My guess is the pirates lost 50 to 60 men. Not a small hurt, but smaller than it could have been, and the good merchants of Geazli hoped we would break the pirates. The barge master appeared out of nowhere, like a ghost, as the pirates hauled ass. Neither he nor his crew had been visible during the skirmish. We had been drifting free at the whim of the river. Frogface appeared coincidentally. I used him to give the man 9 kinds of hell. My rage took the edge off the complaining he did about us letting so many pirates get away. "You'll have to fight them again now. Next time they'll know what to expect." "The way I heard, the first attack is just a probe. What the hell is going on out there?" The river had begun to foam with underwater excitement. Something began thumping against the barge's hull. "Needle teeth," the barge master shuddered. Even Frogface seemed unsettled. "A fish as long as your arm. Heads for blood in the water. When there's a lot, they go mad and attack everything."